Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Lamed. We left off on daf Chaf Tes and Beis, about 9 lines from the end of the page. Hahi Odisa. Today's show is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, Lina Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha La Shalom, as well as by Daniel Sadian for the success of Klal Yisrael in these times, and Hatzlacha for our soldiers and our captives. They should return home safely. And we thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to discuss whether we can assume that Sofrim were aware of the detailed halachos before writing a shtar. The Gemara is going to talk about a shtar odisa that doesn't seem to have been written correctly. It seems to have been missing some of the language that normally you'd expect in a shtar odisa. Then the Gemara is going to bring other cases where l'chora we have a hoda'a baldin, but nevertheless we do not accept the hoda'a of that baldin, and we're going to talk a little bit about dreams as well. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that discuss how it is that we record the psak din of a beis din. Do we let everybody know that it was a 2-1 vote, or who said what, or how do we say what happened in the beis din, or do we say that the entire beis din said something? How do we avoid making a mechzik shikra, and at the same time also lo selech rachil, not going around saying who said what? Then we're going to go back to the line in the Mishnah where we said hayimachnisin osan, we bring them in. So the Gemara says, who's the them? Is the them the balidin? Is the them the Edim, where were these people that they need to be brought back in? Then the Gemara is going to discuss for the majority of the daf, starting on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going over to Amud Beis, two basic issues about siruf of edus. One discussion as to whether the two edim had to have seen the event together in order to be made together, and the other whether they have to actually be made together. Can one guy come into Beis Din today, another guy come into Beis Din tomorrow, and be mitzarif their edus with one another? That's going to lead the Gemara into a discussion of a siruf when it comes to, let's say, edus that a person is a gadol or a gedola, that they were heavy shtei saros. So is there their way of being mitzaref to separate them in that context? So let's begin. Hahi Odisa, 9 lines from the end of the page, on daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. So says Gemara, Hahi Odisa, there was a shtar oda'a that two edim were signed on. The law of a kasuba, it didn't say in the shtar oda'a, Amar lo nekisvu v'chismu v'avalei. It didn't say that the lova told the edim to write this oda'a and to sign it and to give it the malva, the shtar. So there's makom to say that this was written without the das halova. So Abayi and Rava Dami Tarvayu Hainu Reish Lakish. So Abayi and Rava said, this is similar to what Reish Lakish taught us. Dam Reish Lakish Chazaka and Edom Chasma L'Shtarim Kein Nasa Gadol. We have a Chazaka that Edom would never sign the Shtar Mechira unless they know that the person who's selling is over 20 years old. And we don't have to be Choshesh that he was younger than 20 years old and he was selling the Chasm that he got as a Yerusha. The Gemara Bava Basra says that a Mecher done by someone who's under 20 in the Yerusha Saviv is batel. You wave some money in front of a teenager and he's very eager to sell and to get some money, and that's obviously a poor decision in terms of investment for the future. So they made a takana that under 20 he cannot sell Yerusha Saviv. So we know that the shtar, that if there's a shtar that we see that Edomar signed on, it must be that they verified that the seller was over 20 years old and the shtar was done properly. What does it have to do with us? So we hear also, since there's a shtar and two edim are not allowed to write without the reshus of the moda, so we have a chazaka that it was done properly. We have a chazaka that they got the reshus in order to write it, that it was done al das halove. It's just that the sofer, when he was writing the shtar, forgot to write that line into the shtar, but clearly it must have been done properly. Is there such a thing that we, the dayanim, are not such expert in, and the sofrim are such experts in it? There are a lot of dayanim that don't even know the din, that hodu b'fnei shnayim v'lo kadam yadu ein kosvim, that if their guy was molded in front of two people and they didn't do a ma'isa kinyan, that you can't write a shtar hoda on that. So kal v'chomer, I should be choshesh that the sofer doesn't know that din, and he thinks you're allowed to write such a shtar hoda. So shouldn't we be choshesh that the nitva never said that you should write this shtar, and the shtar was written shalom idaito? So says Gemara, shalim l'sif Sifri Davai Viadi, the Sifri Dravah Viadi. We asked the Sofrim, we asked Abayi Sofrim, we asked Rava Sofrim, and they all know this din. Meaning, Enochinami, there are a lot of Talmid Chamim that maybe don't know this din. But Sofrim, this is their malacha. This is what they do. So if this is what they do, this is what they're going to know about. They don't have to be the biggest Talmid Chachamim to know the dinim that relate to their malacha. So now the Gemara says about Ashtar Odisa that also was not written correctly. Ayi Odisa, there was a Ashtar Oda'a that it didn't say in the Nusach a Zichron Eidos. It wasn't written in the Nusach of a Ashtar that was Eidim reporting what they recall in their Eidos. Tavakasubay, Duchron Pitgami. It was written a Zichron Dvarim, which is a Nusach that would be written by Dayanim and not by Eidim. Vekalishni Dibedina, and the whole Ashtar, the whole Nusach of the Ashtar that was written as a Maisa Beis Din. But they didn't, but there were no three signatures on it. It was two signatures at the end of the Shtar. So it was written in a style of a Maisa Beis Din rather than in a style of Haskaras Eidos. And yet at the end, there weren't three people signed on it like a Maisa Beis Din. There were two people signed in it. And it didn't say that we sat as a Beis Din of three people and one of them is just not here. The Gemara in Ksubis and Daf Chav Beis says that's what would happen if three Dayanim sat together to be Mekayim Ashtar, and then one of the Dayanim died before they ever signed the Shtar, so they could only sign the Shtar with two of Dayanim. So you have to write that we were a Beis Din of three, one of them is no longer here, and therefore you're only noticing two signatures on the Shtar. But here we had, it was written B'lashon Dayanim, it was only signed by two people, and there was no indication that the third guy had died. So Savri Ravina Lemeimer, Hainu the Reish Lakish, Ravina thought to say that we should apply the din of Reish Lakish, that a chazaka, that Edom would never sign a shtar unless it was done properly. So we are also, chazaka that Dayanim would not sign a shtar unless it was done Kedasu Ka'alacha, with three Dayanim. It's just that one of them, for whatever reason, must have been busy, he must have been distracted and called to something else, and therefore he couldn't, he didn't sign on the Shtar. And they must have forgotten to write the words, B'mosav Tlasa, Havina V'chad Lasoi. So Amalei Rav Nosson Bar Ami, so Rav Nosson Bar Ami said to Ravina, Hachi Amrino Nishmei Derava, Kol Ki Ayavna, Chashin Lebezin Tovin. No, in this kind of case, I'm not going to apply the din of Reish Lakish, that, Mistama, everything was done okay. We have to be choshesh that the Beis Din made a mistake, and they thought that you could have two Dayanim Dana Din Torah. There were no three Dayanim, and therefore it's highly problematic. But if in the Shtar Odisa it says Beidina, then you don't need to write B'mosav Tlasa. Because even if they thought that two people are allowed to be done, everyone knows that two people are not called a Beis Din. So if they wrote the words Beidina, so that title they only would have given to themselves if they in fact were three people. So that would have saved the whole problem if they just would have included those two words Beidina. So says Gemara, but how do you know that? Vidilma Beis Din Chatzafu. Maybe they wrote, even if they wrote the words Beidina, I cannot trust that there were three people, because granted, we don't call two people a Beis Din typically, but two people is referred to as a Beis Din Chatzuf. Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel taught us Shnayim Shadon, Dineim Din, El Shnukru Beis Din Chatzuf, that if two people are done at Din Torah, the Din Torah is binding. It's just that they're called the Beis Din Chatzuf because they violated the Takanas Chacham that you're supposed to have three Dayanim. So maybe if they wrote Beidina, I still can't trust that it was three people. Maybe they wrote Beidina, but they really meant the Beis Din Chatzuf. So says Mar, the Kasabe Beidina Dravna Ashi. They wrote like the Beis Din of Ravashi, and they know that two Dayanim are not called the Beis Din, and therefore, when it says Beidina, we know that it must be three Dayanim. The Gemara picks Rav Ashi because his Beis Din was the top Beis Din in the time of that they were Masada the Talmud Bavli. So that's what Ashi points out. That's why we pick him. But it means like an authorized Beis Din, a good Beis Din. So it's not a Beis Din Chatzuf, a real Beis Din. V'dilma Rabbanit Rav Ashi k'shmuel svirlu, but maybe Rav Ashi held like Shmuel, that you could have Shnayim Shadanu Dineim Din, and therefore that too was called the Beis Din. So d'chsiv bo, v'amr lan Ravana Ashi. It says that Rav Ashi told us to write this Shtar. So since he was there, it must have been that there were at least three people there, and if that's the case, the Shtar is kosher, even if it doesn't say Bemos of Tlasa. So we know that there were three people there, and even though there are only two signatures on the shtar, and therefore you could trust the shtar written from the perspective of a Beis Din. So now the Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, let's come up with other cases where a guy is moda, but nevertheless, we're not going to trust his hoda'a. Tanu Rabbanan, Amar Lehen Echad. If a person dies and he leaves Yisomim, and a guy says to the Yisomim, Aniri Isi Avichem, Shit Min Ma'os, I saw your father put away money, Beshido, Tevo, Migdol, in some sort of closet, in a lockbox somewhere, Va'amar, and your father told me when he put away this money that it's not his, it's not yours, Shel Ploniein, it belongs to so and so, Shel Meiser Sheniein, or it's Meiser Sheni money, and therefore it should be treated accordingly, where the halach is it could only be eaten in Yerushalayim. So, Babayis, if that box is in the house of the Yisomim, lo amar klum. The Yisomim could ignore that which the guy is telling them, that they don't have the rights to it and it really belongs to somebody else. They could ignore that. If they find that the money in a box, in a closet, in the house that they control, it's their money. But besada, if it's out in the middle of the field somewhere, they had no idea about this money and it's buried somewhere, so dvarav kayam, and then you have to trust what the guy is telling you, that it belongs to Ploni or that it's Meister Sheni. Why? The klal is, if the guy himself is telling you about this, could have gone and taken the money himself because it's equally accessible to him, so then you have to trust him, because why didn't he take it himself? It must be because he's being honest. But if he had no access to it, why didn't he have access to it? Because it's in the Yisomim's house. How's he going to get to it? So if he had no access to it, then you don't have to trust him that it belongs to Ish Ploni, that it belongs to Meister Sheni, or anything like that. Let's say the Yisomim saw that their father had put away money, and he said, and the father said at the time that he put away the money before he died, you should know I'm putting away this money, but it's not yours, and it's not going to be part of the Yerusha, because it belongs to Ploni, it belongs to Meister Sheni. They have to assess what tone the father said it in. If he's it's as if he's giving them instructions upon his death, that here's what I want you to do, and so then mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis, then you're supposed to do what the meis is telling you to do with his money. That's the concept. A lot of people misunderstand the concept of mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis. They think mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis means that when a person before a person dies, you just have to do whatever he says, that whatever he tells you before he dies, he says, I want you to wear a green shirt every day for the rest of your life. Mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis, I gotta wear a green shirt every day for the rest. No, that's not mitzvah l'kayim divrei ha-meis. Is always about money. It's about his money and where it should go. So if he's telling you that this money belongs to Ploni, then it belongs to Ploni. But im kemarin, but if the children assess that the father was just trying to prevent the children from taking the money right now and spending all the money, or so lo amar klum, then you could assume that that the money actually does belong to the Yisomim. A lot of times, a father notices that his children don't spend money responsibly, and he may be a wealthy guy, but he doesn't want his kids to know how wealthy he is, because he doesn't want them spending the money irresponsibly. So if that's their assessment now, that when the father was putting it away, he was saying, oh, no, this isn't ours, this belongs to somebody else, that he was just trying to do that, he was just trying to stop them from spending it, so that it actually is their money. A third case, there was a Yasom who knew about money that his father had, and he couldn't find it. So he saw in a dream, and he was told, this is the amount of money, and this is where you can find it. But shall Meister Sheni hein? It's Meister Sheni money. It's not yours. Zeh Meisa va'amru d'bichlam slaman v'lo maridin. Such a Meisa happened. He found the money exactly in that location where he saw in the dream, and it was exactly that amount of money. Everything was. But we say you don't have to assume that it's Meister Sheni, because d'bri chalomos are lamalin v'lo maridin. The chalom does not determine the halacha. Even though the bala chalom got the exact amount of money and the exact place where the money is correctly, so you would imagine that we'd be neman on the nature of the money, but since in chalom below dvarim betelim, so we assume that the fact that it said meister sheni hein, that is the dvarim betelim of the chalom. Now the chidush eran raises a question: what's the chidush in this meisa? We just said that even neid echad is not neman about money that you have in your own home. So why would a chalom be better than neid echad? Meaning, even if a guy came and told you, "Oh, I saw your father put money in a box, and it's this amount of money, but it's in your house, and you should know it belongs to Ploni, it belongs to Meister Sheni. We don't believe him. We don't believe the Eid Echad. He had no access to it. So why should a Baal HaChalom be any different? So Chidush Eran says that the Gemara is Mechadesh, that Chalom is Shalom Alam Ridin, even though the Chalom is Echad B'Shishim B'Nevuah, even though the Gemara in Brach, Tafan and Zayin says that that a Chalom has an element of Nevuah in it, it's 1/60th of Nevuah, and even though it's Raglayim L'Davar, because the rest of the Chalom turned out to be true, so you would have thought that you have to therefore trust this entire Chalom. So that's what it says, Nadavir Chalom Islam Al-Vilom Ridin. The Achronim work on this, the Tashbet and others that work on the issue that it doesn't seem Lomal and Lom Ridin throughout all of Shas. Right, meaning you have Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, Niduhu b'chalom, that you have to be choshish for the Nidui. If in a dream a person sees that they've been put in the Cherem, that there's a curse being imposed upon them, then they have to be choshish for the Nidui. So that could be that a Nidui is a Sakanas Nefashos, that a Nidui is a curse that a person should die. So Dibrei Chalom is always a Suffolk. So when it comes to the Suffolk in Mamon, you say, Mosim Echaver Olav Araya, that's our Gemara. When it comes to Suffolk in Nefashos, you have to be choshish, that you're in danger, and therefore you need to take care of the nidui that is imposed upon the person. Okay, but there's a lot more discussions. A famous note to be Huda, I think, about a dream of a certain guy that had paskined about a particular type of fish that it was, Rabbeinu Ephraim, I think it was, had paskined about a particular type of fish that it was a kosher fish, and then he had a dream that he was being fed nevelos and treifos, and he said, "What are you doing? I'm a rabbi, I don't eat nevelos and treifos." And they said, "Well, it's no different than the fish you were just matir." So when he woke up, he said, "That's it, the fish is treif," and he changed his mind. So Nadav Yehuda says, "Nah, divrei chalom lo malon lo meridin. Why did he have such a dream? Because he was ready mesupak. Obviously, it was in his head that he wasn't so sure about the psak. If he would have been matir that cows are kosher, that sheep are kosher that day, and he had that same dream, he would not have woken up and said cows and sheep are not kosher. He was mesupak about the psak in the first place. If he was if he's mesupak about the psak, that's what got into his head. But it doesn't necessarily mean so. That's a discussion how seriously one should take dreams." All the poskim nowadays say when it comes to Atavas Chalom and Tainis Chalom that we live in such a frightening world and such a scary world, and we see so much in media and everything else that a lot of things get into our heads that we could assume that's where most of our terrible dreams come from, and it's not any message min hashamayim when we have bad dreams. So generally the advice is forget about it if you have a bad dream. Okay, so Shnayim Omrim Zakai. So we said two of the Dayanim say Zakai and one of them says Chayiv. The Psak is Zakai. So Michtav Echikasi. But what's the Nusach that they write the Psak Din when you don't have a unanimous decision of the Beis Din? So Rabbi Yochanan Omer Zakai. Rabbi Yochanan says, you say, this guy wins. Reish Lakish Omer Ploni Ploni Mizakin. They write who the Dayanim were that were Mizakai, the guy that voted in his favor. Rabbi Lazar Omer Midavrei in his Daka Ploni. You don't identify which Dayanim were Mizakai him. But you say, from this Beis Din emerges a psak of Zakai, right? So that way, even though it was a machlokas among the Dayanim, you're being accurate that it was from this Beis Din that was the vote, without giving the indication that it was unanimous. So my binai, what's the nafkamina between these three opinions? Does the third Dayan pay his chelek with the other two in a case where they made a mistake and the Dayanim are responsible to pay the Baldin for their mistake, for the loss of money? So does the third Dayan have to pay his chelek, the Dayan that actually voted correctly in this case? If you say we just write Zakai and we don't even indicate that there was any machlokas, so Mishalim, then the third Dayan has to pay as well. But the opinion that says that we identify who said what, then the third Dayan is not responsible to pay for his chelek because he voted correctly and we indicate that he voted correctly. And according to this, Rabbi Lozer holds like Rabbi Yochanan as well, that even the Dayan Ashlishi is going to pay, but he just says you can't write Zakai mizakai, because that's mechzi kishikra, because it makes it sound like all the dayanim were mizakai, and that's why we say midvreim nizdaka ploni. But if we say midvreim nizdaka ploni, that would also come down on the side that he's responsible to pay. But in fact, the Gemara l'mandi yom mizakai mishalim leima lahu ili didit saisim natu nami lo shalmisun. Why should the guy? Why should it be that if you hold that the way we write the psak din is zakai, then the third dayan who paskin correctly will be on the hook to pay? Shouldn't he be able to turn to the other dayanim and said, if you would have listened to me, none of this would have happened, then everything would have been okay. So how could he have to pay for it? He didn't make a mistake. No, they're not arguing about whether the guy who voted correctly on the Beis Din has to pay. He for sure doesn't have to pay. Question is, it was a case of $900,000. So the dayanim have to pay $900,000 out of pocket. Now, the third dayan is not going to have to pay anything because he voted correctly. Does each of the other dayanim pay $300,000 each, or do they pay $450,000 each? Meaning, do they have to pay his chelek also? Right, the chelek of the third dayan, the man yamar zakai mishalmi. If you say that the way they issue the psak din is just zakai, so then they have to pay, they have to cover the whole cost. The man yamar ploni mizakai ploni mechayvin lo mishalmi. But if you say we identify which dayan said what, then they don't have to pay for his chelek. The man yamar zakai mishalmi, and according to the opinion that says that we just issue the psak as zakai, then they're going to have to pay. After all, why should that be the case? Can't the two dayanim who paskined erroneously, can't they turn to the third dayan and say, look, if you weren't there, our psak din would have carried no weight to it, because we would not have been a Beis Din. Ella, so we have to come up with a third possible nafkamina between them. Ikabinayu, the machlokas between these shitos as to whether you say ploni mezakin or not is mishum l'selich rachel ba'mecha. Rabbi Yochanan amar zakai. Rabbi Yochanan says we write zakai and we do not identify which dayanim said what. Why? Mishum l'selich rachel. Because it's, you're not allowed to let them. Bali didn't know who voted against them, who voted in their favor. It's nisir rechilus. Reish Lakish amar ploni mezakin, ploni mechayvin, mishum d'mechzi kishikra. Reish Lakish says, no, you need to identify who said what, because otherwise it's going to be Mechzika Shikra. If you give an indication that all of the Dayanim agreed and said the same thing, that's Mechzika Shikra. Reb Lazar will say, I'm concerned about both of those things. I'm concerned about L'Selich Rachel, I'm concerned about Mechzika Shikra, and therefore I have a solution. Don't give the indication that it was a unanimous vote, but also don't identify who voted which way. So just say, Midivrei Mnizdaka Ploni, and then you have solved all of the problems. Gamros Hadavrei Machnisin, so he said, once they come to Gemar Din, they bring them back in. Them, who's them? Leman, Ilem Lebali Dinin Hasum Kaimi. If you're talking about bringing the Bali Din back in, the Bali Din were there the whole time. They're already in Beis Din. So no, it never said in the Mishnah that they took them out of Beis Din. So why am I bringing them back in? Ella Le Eidim. Must mean that we're talking about bringing the Eidim back in. So says Gemara, come on. Which Tana is our Mishnah assuming like that we bring the Eidim back in? Delok Rabbi Nassan, that must be against Rabbi Nassan. Detanya, because we have a brisa, lo olamein edusim mitzarefes, that the edus of two edim is never mitzaref, achi yirushnein keechad, unless they both saw the maisa at the same time. Rabbi Shoben Karcha Omer afilu bezachar said that even if they saw the maisa one after the other, they're able to be mitzaref the edus, vein edusim miskemes bebezin, achi yidushnein keechad. And also, not only do they have to see the maisa at the same time, they have to be made at the same time. But if they're not made at the same time, then the dayanim cannot be mitzarif the reiduyos and paskin based on what they say. Rabbi Nosson Omer shomen dvar v'shalzeh hayom u'ksheve chavir l'machar shomen es dvarav. And Rabbi Nosson says, no, one aid could come today, say his piece, and tomorrow the other aid will come and say his piece. You don't have to have both aidim at the same time. So if that's the case, if the Mishnah means to say that we bring the aidim in, it sounds like it's not enough that they each said their piece, that they each said their eidus. Because we had said, Motzinus kolam lechutz, and we leave the gadol shben inside, and we have the gadol shben report his eidus, and then we bring in the other guy. But it sounds like we have to bring the eidim back in so that they can now testify together. So that's against Rabbi Nassan. Rabbi Nassan says there's no reason to have them testify together. You can have one guy testify, then the other guy testify. So don't you see our Mishnah's against Rabbi Nassan if the Mishnah's insisting that we bring the eidim back in together to testify simultaneously? So says Gemara, lo, li'olam l'bali dinim. Maybe we were right the first time, that really the people we're bringing back in are not the Edim. The Edim could be left separate, and that's fine. We're bringing the bali dinim back in for Rabbi Nechemiah, and we're assuming like Rabbi Nechemiah that at the time that the Dayanim are deliberating, they would bring it, they would send the bali din out. The Nikkei Adas, when they would be down in case in Yerushalayim, what they would do is Machnisan Balidin Vishom Devrayan, they'd bring the Balidin in and they would listen to their Tainas, Umachnisan Asaidim, they'd bring in the Edim Vishom Devrayam, they'd listen to them, Umotzi and Osan, Lachutz, and then they would send everybody out, Vinosav Nosam Bedavar, and that's when they would deliberate over the case. So it could be that's what our Mishnah is telling us. Not that they bring the Edim back in again so that they could be Makabal the Reidus together. You don't need to be Makabal the Reidus together. You already heard what they said. But they would bring the Bali Din back in to hear the verdict after they deliberated. Ask the Gemara Vatanya, but we have a Braisa, Gomra Sadavar Machnisnes Ha'edim, but the Braisa says Mefurash, that when they finish deliberating, they bring the Edim back in. Doesn't that sound like the Edim need to testify together? So says Gemara, he to look Rabbi Nassan. Yeah, that's against Rabbi Nassan. But it could be that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Nassan, and it's not a stira between our Mishnah and Rabbi Nassan. There are opinions that don't hold like Rabbi Nassan, that hold that the Edim do have to testify together, but Rabbi Nassan is not that opinion. Rabbi Nassan holds that they don't have to testify together, and you cannot say that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Nassan. Okay, so now Gufa, let's go back to this discussion of, in order to create Siruf, do they need to see the event together? Do they need to testify together? So the Olamein Edus Mitzrav HaShir Shneim Kechad. Edus cannot be mitzarif unless both of them saw it at the same time. Rav Shmuel bar Karcha Omer, Afil Bezeach Hazeh. Rav Shmuel bar Karcha said they don't have to see it at the same time. But Ma'akam Mefugi, what are they arguing about? Iba Yisei Makra, Iba Yisei Masvara. It could be their machlokas is in how to interpret a pasuk, or they could be arguing in Svara. Iba Yisei Masvara. If they're arguing in Svara, it goes as follows. Tanakama holds that if they don't see the loan, let's say, they're testifying about a loan, they don't see it at the same time. First Eid says that he saw a halva'a of this amount between these two parties on Sunday. The other guy comes and says, I saw same two parties, same amount, loan on Monday. So they're not testifying about the same event, they're not testifying about the same money. So you don't have Shnei Edim on either one of them. The Idach and Rabbi Shimon Karach, who holds that we could be mitzvah of that, says, you're not testifying about an event, you're testifying about a chov. And they're both being made that there was a chov of $100. So that's two edim on a chov. V'ibayi say makra. Or maybe they're arguing about how to learn a pasuk. That the Tanakhama is based on the pasuk Tuchsiv. It says by Shvuos Eidus, V'hu eid o ra'a o yada. That if the baldin is mashpia, the edim, to come to be made for him, and they swear that they don't know any edus, but they really did know edus, and it turns out that they swore falsely, so they're chayiv to bring a karban. So Gemara says, the pasuk is clearly talking about shnei edim and not a single eid, because V'tanya, the Braisa tells us, Ami mashva shnemar lo yakum eid, from the fact that the pasuk says, lo yakum eid, don't I realize the word aid is singular? Obviously means eid echad, and yet the phrasing of the pasuk is lo yakum eid echod bi'ish. So matam lomer echad. Why does it have to say echad? Once it says the word in singular, it's obviously echad. So zebneiav kolmak b'shemar eid arekhan shnayim. That teaches me that whenever the Torah uses the word aid, it typically means two aidim. Actually, part of the chal kasuv echad, unless the Torah goes out of its way to say echad, and that's why it had to say aid echad. Otherwise, I would have assumed automatically means two edim. So therefore, the pasuk that says "Behu aid" means two edim. Vafki Rachmanu b'lashon chad. And nevertheless, even though it means two edim, the Torah says it in the singular. Why? The Meimar Aduchaz Tavayu Kichad, to teach me dafka this din, that even though it's talking about two edim, the Torah says it in the singular to tell me that the two edim need to be as one. What do we mean as one? That they saw it together. V'idach, and the basis of Rabbi Shimon Karcha Shita, that they don't need to see it together, is v'hu eid o ra'a o yada. that the phrase Ora'a Oyada is a ribui, that Mikal Makom, that however they happen to have seen it or known it or whatever, that we're not going to be such sticklers to make sure that they saw it together at the same time. So that's Rabbi Shimon Karkla's drasha from the pasuk. Then we said, "Vayne dusim eskenes bezin atchiyeh idu shem kachor." Rabbi Nosson Hashem Devarav shalom zayam v'kshev v'chavir l'machor shalom Devarav. A second machlokas was not whether they have to see it together, but whether they have to testify together. That the Tanakhama says that they have to testify together, and Rabbi Nosson says, "Nah, you could listen to one of them today, and then the next one could come to bezin and say his testimony the next day." So b'maikamithli, what is the machlokas about? So iba yisem esvara, iba yisem akrad. Again, it could be they're arguing in svara, or it could be they're arguing how to touch up a pasuk. If they're arguing svara, goes like this: Mar savrei lechol kiasi lishvu asi l'mon loasi. If an eidechol is coming alone to be made and based in, he doesn't imagine he's ever going to be mechayev anybody any money, because an eidechol doesn't have the power to be mechayev somebody money. He can only be mechayev someone a shvua. So it turns out that there's no chiyuv mamon that he's actually testifying about, and the second eid also, he's coming alone, and therefore he's only testifying with the intentionality of being mechayev shvua. So these two eduyos cannot be mitzarif to be mechayev mamon, because neither of them are trying to be mechayev mamon. The idach, and Rabbi Nosson says, atuk yasabadi adadi b'chad puma kamasadi. Even if they were to come to Bezin at the same time, do they testify through the same mouth? No, obviously one of them testifies first and the other one testifies after. So, and yet we don't say, oh, each one is only testifying with shvua, because they're only, because at the time that he's saying his words of testimony, he's the only one talking, so he's an eid echad. No, elam mitzarfin on luhu. We're mitzarif then. Sahachinami litzarfinu. So what's the cutoff point, right? Where do we say that they're too distant from each other to be mitzarif then? If 5 minutes apart we're able to be mitzarif then, why can't I be mitzarif then if they're a day apart? If they come in different days, you're allowed to be mitzarif then. Be by the same crowd, or they're arguing about how to darshan a pasuk. Im lo yagid v'nasa avono. That the pasuk says if the aid doesn't say his edus, so and he swears falsely that he doesn't know the edus, so he's going to suffer the consequences of that. And both the Tanakhama and Rabbi Nosson, who disagree as to whether they need to say their edus together, would agree with the Rabbanan against Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha and in the Reisha of the Braisa, that the two edim do need to see the edus together. So they for sure, meaning both Rabbi Nosson and Tanakhama agree that they need to see the edus together. They only argue whether they need to say the edus together. So what they're arguing about is, do we make a hekesh between Haggadah Seidus and Ri'iyah Seidus? So Marsav Makshin Haggadah Ri'iyah, Tanakhama says yes, and therefore just like the Ri'iyah Seidus has to be together, the Haggadah Seidus has to be together. Well, Marsav Lo Makshin, and Rabbi Nosson says no, the Ri'iyah Seidus has to be together. The Haggadah Seidus is an independent thing, and that does not need to be together. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim HaMishtaket Aleid Rabbi Yosef B'Chanin L'Mismechei. Rabbi Shimon ben Eliyakim got in his head that he was very, very much wanted to give smicha, to make sure that Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina got smicha. But he was never successful in seeing to it that Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina had smicha. The reason, so why didn't you just give him smicha? Because Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov is a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan, and the halacha is that you're not allowed to give smicha when your Rebbe's there. So Rabbi Yochanan was always around, so the Talmud is not allowed to give smicha if the Rebbe's still around. So it was a matter of convincing Rabbi Yochanan to give him smicha. One day, Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to his Talmidim, "Mika diyada halach Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha lo." Does anyone know whether we pass on the Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha that the two Eidim have to see the Eidos together or not? So Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov said to Rabbi Yochanan, "Dein yada." This Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina knows. I bet you he can give a good answer. And if he does, he's probably worth giving smicha to. So Rabbi Yochanan. So Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov, okay, so new, tell me. So Rabbi Shimon ben Yaakov said to Rabbi Yochanan, I'm not letting him tell you until you give him smicha. Give him smicha first. So Samche. So Rabbi Yochanan says, okay, I want to know badly enough. I'll give Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina smicha. He gave him smicha. After he gave him smicha, Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Yosef ben Chanina, Bini, Amorli, Ketzat Shemata. No, tell me, what do you know about this? Do we pass on Rabbi Shimon Karach or not? I'm like, Kach Shamati, Shemod Rabbi Shimon Karach, Rabbi Nassan. I heard that Rabbi Shimon Karach is molded to Rabbi Nassan that the Edom do not have to testify together. That just like according to Rabbi Shimon Karach, they don't need to see the Edom together, who I did, they don't have to testify together. So you see that that the sheet of Rabbi Shimon Karach is tied into the sheet of Rabbi Nassan. So just like we paskin like Rabbi Nassan, that they don't need to say the Edos together, so too they don't need to see the Edos together. So Amar Rabbi Yochan said, that's what I needed this guy for? I had to give him smicha for that? Of course Rabbi Shimon Karach holds like Rabbi Nassan. Because Hashto Makar Riyabade Adadi, Amar Rabbi Shimon Karach lo binan, if he holds you don't need to see the Edos together, Hagadim Ibai, of course you don't need to say the Edos together. So even though Rabbi Shimon Karach is molded to Rabbi Nassan, though, it could be that in the reverse it's not true. That Rabbi Nassan is not molded to Rabbi Shimon Karach. So just because we pass on like Rabbi Nassan, it's not a right that we pass on like Rabbi Shimon Karach. I know Rabbi Shimon Karach holds like Rabbi Nassan. What I want to know is, does Rabbi Nassan hold like Rabbi Shimon Karach? Because I know we pass on like Rabbi Nassan, but that doesn't tell me we necessarily pass on like Rabbi Shimon Karach. So I'm like, Holva Lisa Loteri. But Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Chanina, okay, but you duped me into giving you smicha, and once you already have smicha, I'm not going to take it away from you. So I'm Rabbi Zerish Shmamino, Gavar Rabba, Kimadis to Mechsamach. That we see that a Gavar Rabba, once he gets his smicha, even if it was betos, that smicha is binding because they were not mazmin hashemayim that he should get smicha if he was not royal lekach, right? That you assume a Kadosh Baruch Hu was pulling the strings and made it min hashemayim that he should be able to get the smicha. Amar b'chiyah barav namrav halacha Rabbi Shimon Karcha bein bekarkaos bein bemetaltelin. We pass Rabbi Shimon Karcha if one aid is made that I saw this guy be moda to that the karka that a particular piece of karka belongs to him, and then the other eight says he was molded in front of me about the same piece of karka, so we commit star of them to each other. And also by metalton, if one eight says I saw this guy lend money to the other guy, and then the second eight says I also saw him lend money to the other guy, even though they're not being made about the same event because the same halva didn't, nevertheless they could still both be made. Ula amar halach Rabbi Shimon Karcha bekarkaos. No, the halach is like Rabbi Shimon Karcha when it comes to karka, because they're both being made about the same karka, avalobe metaltalin, but not when it comes to metaltalin, because they're not being made about the same event, they're not being made about the same metaltalin. So I'm like Abaye says to Ula, halacha mechal depligi. From the fact that you say that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon Karcha with karka, makes it sound like there's some sort of machlokas about karka. But didn't we say that Rabbi Shimon Karcha is moda by edus karka, and there is no machlokas at all? The Tanya Ravidi Baravin ben Zikin bei Karna, and the Ravidi Baravin taught in the brisos of Maseches and Zikin that the Talmidim learned in Karna's base medrash that modim chacham to Rabbi Shimon Karcha, that there are four cases that the chacham are modim to Rabbi Shimon Karcha where the two edim could be made on two different events and nevertheless from its starif the edus. Number one is by be'edus bechar to be made about a mum in a bechar behemah tahara, that the mum was not purposely inflicted on the animal, that it came on its own. So if one aid was made that it came on its own, and then another aid was made on a different mum on that very same bechar that it came on its own, we're mitzarif them to be matir that bechar. Number two is be'edus karka, and number three be'edus chazaka. That Neid Echad is made that this person was machzik in the karka for 3 years, the first 3 years of the Shemitah cycle, and another guy was made that it was the next 3 years of the Shemitah cycle, so it's about two different sets of 3 years, he still has cheskes gimel shanim, v'chein shem ben v'shem bas, and also shem ben v'shem bas, which we'll soon see what that means. So in these cases, the chamar modet Rabbi Shimon Karcha, that the edus of the shnei edim can be combined, even though they seem to be testifying about different things. So you see from Rabbi Abba and Rabbi Dibar Avin that there is no machlokas chachamim about edus karka. Everyone agrees about edus karka. It's only when they're being made about two alvaos, then we have a machlokas. Could I be mitzarif them about two alvaos? So the Gemara says gavra karamis. You're asking kasha from one amora to the opinion of another amora. Mar Savar Pligi Ula holds that the chachamim taka do disagree with Rabbi Shuba and Karcha, even about Eidus Karcha. And that's why Ula says, Halacha Kirby Shuba and Karcha. Umar Savalo Pligan, Rabbi Abin Rabbi Barav, and hold that there's no machlokas. So my Vichenu Shabben Shabbas, once we're on the topic, what was this about Shabben Shabbas that were mitzarif the two Eidim? You say, Ilema, if you're going to say, Echarom Rachs Begabav, Echarom Rachs Bekresa, that you have one Eid that saw a Sa'ara Achas on one part of her body, another Eid that saw a Sa'ara Achas on another part of the body, Hai Chatzidav V'Chatzi Eidosu. That's a Chatzidav and a Chatzi Eidos. Meaning each Eid is not even being made that she's a Gedola, because one hair does not make her a Gedola. So Ela Echarom Shtayim Begabav, Echarom Shtayim Bekresa. So it has to be that each Eid is testifying about Shtei Sa'aros, it's just that that on different parts of her body. So Amar Rav Yosef, and we must start with that. Amar Rav Yosef, I hold that we pass on Shom and Karcha both by Karka and Metaltalin, that we're mitzarif the Eidus. Rabban Dosim Mechuz Amri, I'm Rabbi Zeir Mishrei Rav, but Karkos didn't have a lobe Metaltalin. But the Rabban from Mechuz say no, only by Karka. Rav Litamei, Dom Rav, this is Rav Lishitasa, because Rav says, Hodah, Hodah, one Eid says that I saw this guy admit that he owes money, and then another Eid says I saw him admit that he owes money, or Hodah, Hodah, one Eid says I saw on Sunday that he loaned him money, and the other one says I saw on Monday that he admitted that he owed him the money, so mitzarfi. So then they're mitzarif. But halva achar halva. One eight says I saw halva on Sunday. The other one says I saw halva on Monday. Or halva achar oda. One guy says I saw that he admitted he owed him money on Sunday, and then I saw a loan happen on Monday. Lo mitzarfi. They're not mitzarif. So Asher Reb Nachum Reitzel Rafuna Breid Rav Yeshua Amalei Maishna halva achar halva delo. The money to chazi high lo kachazi high. So oda achar oda nami. I'm going to come out to kamei high lo mod to kamei high. Why in the case of oda achar oda? They are we mitzarif them? It's not the same money. So he tells the second guy it's the same money. But then only the second guy knows about that. The first guy doesn't know that there's a second aid on this money. No, he tells the first guy also that that he was moda to the that afterwards that it's the same money. So he says, okay, now I understand why we're gonna be mitzarif hoda achar hoda. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Lei. Yeah, okay, a bad spot, but we're out of time. Okay, have a great day, everybody.